Log Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Coach Lee back here in L.A. with 12 minutes and 1 second left in the third quarter. Here we just started. I'm going to recap after this play. It's a fourth down. Cyclones are punting the ball. The ball hits Lori Moore. Moore on the punt return. And she is down on the L.A.'s 45-yard line. Let me recap the first two minutes of this second half. You can hear the crowd has gotten pumped up. It started off with L.A. kicking the ball deep. Houston ran a reverse to Smallwood, and with some great crackback blocking, but one was called for clipping. We had two plays with McIntosh running to the left with a first down. Then all of a sudden, the defense of the Amazons came alive with Lori Morse, making a great hit on McIntosh, causing the fans to get up in a roar. And two plays in a row, Rodriguez made the same play. And here we are, first down and 10 on Amazon's 45. Adams is under snap. Hands to pitch the ball to Gentry. Gentry cuts back. She's in the backfield, surrounded by a hole. Oh, she got out of it, and she hits the corner. Oh, my. That was a great one. Barry Sanders-like run for a 11, 12-yard run. It looked like it was going to be a 5-yard stop in the backfield. But Lori Gentry just got out of that and made things happen for the Amazon. I mean, Lori Gentry. No, Dina Gentry. My bad. Got to get my notes back together. As you can hear, the Amazon fans has gotten loud here. The Lakers fans are gone now. It's all about the Amazon. First and 10 on the 44-yard line of the Cyclones with 11 minutes to go. Amazon's coming out. Oh, offsides again. Amazon's legal procedure. They came out in a pro-right split back. Number 22, Moore, went in motion. It looked like it was going to be an end-around to Moore on that play. So here we go, minus 5 yards. So it makes it first and 15 for the Amazons on the Cyclones 49-yard line. Adams on the snap. Moore is in motion again. Fakes the dive, hands off to Moore on the end around. She gets to the outside, she cuts it up. Oh, great block by the wide receiver. And the tackle was made by number 55. 55 has been all over the place. 55 is Sawyer. Oh, my bad. That is Francis. Francis on the tackle. She's been all over the place. I think she's one of the top linebackers on the team, which will make it second down and 4 on the 37-yard line. Adams on the snap, hands the ball off to Gentry right up the middle. Again, great breaking tackle number 1. In on the tackle is free safety number 3 for Jones, a gain of 18 yards on the play. First down. First down and 10 on the 24-yard line of the Cyclones. Amazons have come out here with a little fire in their eye. I think that big play by Moore on the tackle on McIntosh got everybody fired up, making it first down and 10 on the 24-yard line. Here we go. Flip backs tied into the right. Again, motion to number 22. Hand off to 22. Double reverse to number 9. Number 9 coming around the end. Oh, she cut off. Hey, move. Oh, she put her head in there. Ooh, it's Tennessee is down on the 3-yard line. They ran a double reverse there. Where is Ducky getting these plays from? I don't know. But you know what? It is making it exciting here. First down, first and goal on the 4-yard line. That was Gibson on a 22-yard end around. Double reverse. L.A. is pulling out the tricks here. Here we go. First down and 10. Iback tight end split to the left. Hand off to Gibson right at the middle. Oh, look, it's going to be a touchdown. Amazon making the score 21-13 with 8:07 left in the third quarter. 8:07 left in the third quarter. That was a great drive by the Amazons. They really put it together. They used their speed, they used their quickness, and got down the field. Rodriguez for the hold. And Gibson has kicked, and it is good. Making the score 21-14 with 8:07 in the third quarter. Again, that was some great play calling there for the Amazons. It was sparked again by Lori Moore on the defense with a great hit on McIntosh on a first and 10 situation. And it just got fired up around here, and all of a sudden, there's new life in the Amazons, and the Warriors are coming out to play. Okay, Adams will be putting the ball down to kick off from the 35-yard line. They're looking for a ball. Here comes the ball. All righty. We have a game ball, folks. We have a game ball, and we have a ball game. And here we go. Adams setting for the kickoff. Nice kick. Kick goes back down to about the 16-yard line where it's juggled by Greenwood. Greenwood picks the ball up. She hits the middle. And she is brought down by 2, 3, 4 different Amazons on the 32-yard line. Brought down by number 22, Moore. And number 54, Joville. Zahara Joville. All righty, here we go. Let's see if the Cyclones can answer the Amazons. First down and 10. Ball on the 33-yard line of the Cyclones. As the crowd chants defense, the offense lines up. This is the first time they got somebody out wide. Tight ends on both sides. On the left side, sweep to the left. Great block. McIntosh outside again. Moore coming up from her corner spot, making the tackle. A nice high tackle. Only a gain of two. Only a gain of two by McIntosh that time. It looked like it was going to run a lot further than that. But again, the quickness of the Amazons, the quickness of the Cyclones on defense is tremendous. All right, here we go. Second down in 8. 7:33 to go in third quarter. Score 21-14. Now they got double receivers on the right side, one back. Hand off to McIntosh in the middle. She goes outside. She breaks outside. She puts the moves on the wide receiver. On the defensive back. And it looks like she got a first down. Gain of about 9, tackled by Moore and Rodriguez. And Paxton was in on that tackle for the Amazons, making it first and 10. Ball is on the Cyclone 44-yard line with 6:52 to go in the third quarter. Again, the score is 21-14. proud as 10 defense. Deborah's on the snap. One back again. Oh, it looked like it was a flag on the play. And it was a dive play brought down by number 32. Number 32, Gordon. There's a flag on the play. It looked like it's going to be called offside. Amazon making it first down and 5 instead of second down and 15. It'd be first down and 5. Ball on the 49-yard line. All right, here we go. 6:20 left in the third quarter. Score is 21-14. Cyclones are taking a little too much time in the huddle. They're rushing to the line. They're back to their double tight end, Wishbone. Sweep to number 22 to the right side. She cuts in, cuts back out, and brought down by number 7, Rodriguez. And number 49, Guzman, a gain of 8 yards, first down on the Amazon's 40-yard line. All right, here we go. It's first down and 10 on the 39-yard line of the Amazons. Now, all of a sudden, we're coming out with a split tight end to the left with a wishbone. Hand off to the first back end. Brought down by number 89. There's a flag on the play. Estrada in on that tackle. The refs are talking right now. It looked like offsides again. Amazons lined up in the neutral zone because nobody jumped on that play. They had to be lined up in the neutral zone, making it first down and 5. First down and 5 for the Cyclones. They are moving the ball down the field now. They are trying to answer that awesome drive of the LA Amazons. All righty, here we go. We double tights, 2 splits to the right with 1 back. Dive to McIntosh. McIntosh off the right end and brought down by a host of Amazon Warriors. Number 46, Rodriguez in on the tackle. Number 50, Castro. And number 23, Paxton.
I'm too used to Las Vegas. I already saw a little dip in here. Nah, not anymore. I grew up in Long Beach.
All right, here we go. It's getting a little nippy for me. I got that Las Vegas blood, and I feel a little ocean breeze, so I got to put on my sweatshirt. But it's still about 70 degrees. All right, here we go. Double tight end. Oh, first pass. It's coming. Quarterback's rolling right. It's a pass, and it is caught. It looked like it was caught inbound. Caught inbound by number 3, Brandy Jones, on the catch. Yeah, they both came down with the ball on that. But, again, it goes to the offense. If both are in possession of the ball, offense gets the ball as they went out of bounds. So, again, that makes it first down and 10 on the Amazon's 24-yard line. With 3:38 left in the third quarter. The score, Cyclones 21, Amazon 14. Cyclones are coming up. They're back into their double tight end. Wishbone look. Hand off to McIntosh up the middle. She's creeping. And a gain of about 8 yards on the play. Brought down by number 70 of the Amazons. Davis in on the tackle after an 8-yard gain. Amazons are calling timeout. The Amazons are calling timeout. Second down and 15. As you can hear, some of the Cyclone fans have come over here onto the L.A. side. At this point in time, it's time for the coaches to adjust. We've got to adjust to this. If you're going to stop them, you need to stop. You need to stop now. You need to hold them to a field goal or a field goal attempt and possibly block it, but you definitely can't give up a touchdown here. I know it's still early in the third quarter, but you got the momentum. You got momentum, and you want to keep it. The crowd is going nuts here, both sides. We got Queen, We Will Rock You. Because that's the type of hitting that's been going on here. There's been some hard-hitting, rock'em, sock'em type of tackling. And it's definitely a game that you wish you were here. I'm hoping I'm making it a point that you can see what's going on. But it's 3:04 left in the third quarter. 21-14, Cyclones. All right, now we're coming back to action. Cyclones are coming out the huddle. They come with their double tight end look. Double tight end, wishbone again. They might be coming over here to the left. Oh, again, Amazon jumps outside. McIntosh bounced outside, and she is down. Gain of one, but the hold back, there is a flag on the play. I did see L.A. jump offside. You know, all season long, you teach the D-line to watch the ball, watch the ball. But the quarterback of the Cyclones must be using some different cadence because the Amazons are jumping every time, every time. We do have the Arizona Prowlers coach here, Brian Seawall. I talked to him for a hot second. He thought this was a great game. He's on the sideline. I'm trying to get him to call in. And maybe Coach Penn might get us a call in between quarters here. Here we go. First down on the 11-yard line. Hand off to McIntosh. Short gain of about 2 yards brought down by a host of Amazon Warriors. By number 98. 99, Jaso. And number 89, Estrada. Making it second down and 8 on the 10-yard line. Second down and 8 on the 10-yard line. Cyclones under again with 2:06 to go in third quarter. Hand off to the first back, which is the fullback, and she is stopped at the line by the whole defense. The whole defense. I see my girl Meg over there. She's doing a great job blocking, number 71. We talked earlier before the game and had our laugh and our run-ins, and she knows that I kind of thought the score was going to be like 55-7, and I did say that last week on the last week's show. But, you know, it's all in fun and games, you know. We're all good friends here. But, you know, that might got a little fire and desire in her eyes, and she's doing a heck of a job over at right tackle. The right tackle job. I'm going to watch her on this play. Meg slips block, but we're going to hand it off to McIntosh. McIntosh to the outside. She gets outside. Oh, that was a great tackle by 22. I really thought that was going to be a touchdown. I mean, she had a wall of blockers. I don't know how Moore got between all those blockers and made that tackle. I think if McIntosh would have dropped her shoulder, I think she would have got in. Even though she got tackled at the 4-yard line, she still had about 4 or 5 yards towards the sideline. If she either would have dropped that shoulder or just sprint for the cone. I think she was waiting on her blockers to make that block. But as a runner, hey, you got when you see that cone, you got to go for the cone. Here we go, third down and 2 on the 3-yard line. They can't get a first down inside the 1. Sweet to Greenwood, to the outside. Oh, she drops her shoulders. She's at the goal line. Let's see. They may have stopped her. Oh, that was fourth down. And the Amazon stopped them on the 1-yard line. inches away from the touchdown. I thought that was third down and two, but it was actually fourth down and two, and they went for it. L.A. stopped them on the one-yard line, making it first down and 10 for L.A. 98 yards to go for a touchdown. That was a great stop by the Amazons. With 23 seconds to go in the quarter.
Hey, who made that stop?
Okay. Sweatabaka made the tackle on that. It stopped, and that was a key stop there. That possibly changed the game. Instead of being 28-14, it's still 21-14 with 23 seconds to go. Hand off to Guidry up the middle. She breaks the tackle. Oh, fumble on the play. Fumble on the play. There was a fumble on that play. Number 75 on the strip with the tackle. I think Christina Rodriguez, number 7, with the recovery. Yes, 7 recovered the ball on that, but that was a fumble on that play. And that ends the third quarter, where the score is 21-14, Cyclones. 21-14. It's coming down to the last bit. I got Boo up here in the stands. Everybody knows Boo on the West Coast. She's up here pointing out and being a spotter for our wonderful game announcer. And she's sweating, and I'm up here putting on clothes because I'm cold. I don't understand these Californian people. They get a little breeze, and they're cooling out. I got to put a sweater on. But anyway, this is a great game. They move the sticks. Again, another friendly reminder that there will be a women's football camping clinic November 6th through the 9th out in Las Vegas, Nevada. All members are welcome to come. That means all football players from all leagues and all teams, all football coaches from all teams, all leagues, and all owners from all teams, all leagues. It is the first of its kind, the one and only Women's Football Clinic 2008, November 6th through the 9th in Las Vegas, Nevada. More information can be found on LasVegasShowgirls.com. That's LVSHOWGIRLZ.com. The LA Amazons will have it on their website soon. And hopefully we can get all the teams that play women's football to have the women's conference on their website. All right, here we go. Back to action. It'll be second down and 5 for the Amazons. Number 9 in motion. Here we go. We got a sweep to Guidry. She gets around the corner. She cuts it up. She sidesteps somebody. She runs over number 7. Gain of 12, making it first down on the 23-yard line. I think she's down. Yeah, Guidry is down. She is down. I think she has a cramp. She's cramping up. With 14:35, stop the clock. With 14:33 left in the fourth quarter, we got Guidry down with a cramp. Again, she's the workhorse for the night. And when you go from hot to cool weather, your body tends to cool off and cramp up. You got to stay warm. You got to stay warm. You got to stay stressed out. And Cyclones had the ball for a long period of time there on the side in that quarter. And actually 55 of the Cyclones is actually cramping up too, so she just went down. And she has one of her players stretching her out. Yeah, calf cramps. So with the little stop in the action here, with 14:33 to go in the fourth quarter, the Cyclones have a 21-14 lead over the LA Amazons. Again, this is for the Southern Division NWFA Conference Championship. Winner moves on to Tennessee. Loser goes home. And this game should end with a lot of excitement here. I hope Gentry's okay to get back in the game, get her some Gatorade. Okay, she gets up, she walks off the field. Look like she's okay. Look like things are great. Number 12 comes in the game to replace her, Ashley Moody. Ashley Moody is a pretty good running back. I'm trying to pull my stats up here real quick. Moody is a third leading rusher, 13 carries, 133 yards. Here we go. Rodriguez on the carry, on the crossbuck action up the middle. A gain of about 13 yards up to the 34-yard line. Down by number 59. Number 59 on the tackle. Cosby on the tackle. Again, first down and 10 on the 34-yard line. I know, I'm like... All right. Adams in shotgun. Draw. Hand off to Rodriguez. He goes up the middle. Another good gain. A gain of 10. Looks like a first down again by Rodriguez. Amazons are putting together a great drive. From my understanding, my phone was acting up. I don't know what you guys missed, but we've got four first downs by the LA Amazons. This drive started on the 2-yard line, and now they are on the Amazons' 45-yard line. Pro formation, split backs, sweep to number 12, Moody. Christina, what a great block. Moody gets up the field, and again, 59. Cosby in on the tackle, but after a 7-yard run by Moody. Another great run by the Amazon. 12:45 left to go here in the fourth quarter. And the Amazons have made it over to the other side of midfield to the Cyclones. 49-yard line, making it second down and 4. Second down and 4 for the LA Amazons. All righty, here we go. Amazons back underneath. Crossbuck action to number 12. Moody off the right tackle. She gets to the line. Again, another 10-yard run by the Amazons, making it first down. First down and 10 on the 39-yard line of the Cyclones. One of our listeners on the internet has asked about a particular player, number 95. I'm looking right now. We got a timeout by the Cyclones. Time out by the Cyclones. They're looking tired right now. But number 95, I don't recall calling number 95. I don't know what position she played because the roster that I have doesn't have the position. So maybe if that emailer, that blogger or that chat person can tell me what position they play, I can look out. But anyway, LA is making the move here. With 11:45 to go in the fourth quarter, ball on the 39-yard line of the Cyclones. It's coming down to it. It's getting the ball to your workhorses. To your workhorses.
Was that lightning I saw over there?
Well, like we got some thunderstorms coming in here over the San Gabriel Mountains. There's a nice big cloud over there with some lightning going on. All right, here we go. Hopefully we can get the game over before lightning gets over here so we don't have no delay. But anyway, here we go. L.A. is back up the snap. They got shotgun, slot right, two backs, sweep to Moody to the right. She gets at the field. Oh, and barely makes it back to the line of scrimmage. Arm tackle by number 55. Francis, I think Francis has been in on probably about 75% of the tackles here. She is definitely taking no prisoners tonight. Again, I have not seen any effects of the four-hour flight. Houston did get in today. They took off this morning, got here before the game, and suited and booted. Here we go. Second down and 10. Handoff. Dentry's back in the game. And 55 again. In on the tackle. 55 again. Francis. Along with... who's that right there? Number 59. Who's 59? Cosby. It's been Cosby and Francis all night on the defense. I haven't seen Hutchins or Moore, or Morris, number one. We're making tackles in the first half, but this half has been all about Francis and Cosby. All righty. Right now, we got number 75 and 97 Pope on the D-line up front. Third down, pass, it's thrown, and it's intercepted by number... that was intercepted by number 7. Was that Rogers on the interception? Was that number 2? Guillory? Yeah, it was number 2, Guillory, on the interception. With 9:43 to go in the fourth quarter. 9:55 on the clock. They're going to reset the clock to 9:55. There was no penalty. They're just resetting the clock. Again, that was Guillory on the interception. Guillory with the interception, stopping the drive. With the Cyclones having the ball on their 37-yard line. First down and 10. First down and 10, Cyclones. That was a crucial play. Crucial, crucial play. Here we go, double tight end. Sweep to McIntosh to the left side again. Tackle by number 46, Rodriguez. And like we have a player down. She's getting up, though. Number 55 in on the tackle as well. 55.
The winner of this game goes to Memphis, right?
Winner of this game goes to... yeah. Here we go. Okay, on the 26th. On July 26th, the winner of this game will be in Memphis versus the West Michigan Mayhem. Here we go, second down, sweep again, sweep left to McIntosh. The Amazon is chasing her down, gain of 1 yard, tackle by number 70. Number 70, Davis, making it third down and 9. It'll be third down and 9 with 8:40 left in the game. This is a crucial offensive play for both the Cyclones and defensive play by the Amazons. If the Cyclones can get a first down, they can eat up another 3 to 4 minutes. Timeout. Timeout, Cyclones, with 8:31 to go. 8:31, third down and about 9.5. I think both teams here got to suck it up. If you're the offense, you got to get a first down. If you're defense, you got to shut them down. So, again, who wants it? Who wants it bad here with 8:31? This is a very crucial play that both teams are talking about right now. Cyclones coaches are in the huddle. Coach Duncan is here getting his girls ready to go. Shutting down the run. Right now, they got it set up at... if they ran McIntosh again on that sweep, I see a reverse working. I see a tight end pop pass working because the Amazons are really crowding the line. There's nobody in the secondary. Everybody is coming up hard. So, again, I'm looking at a play action, a reverse, or something here. The last time when they were in 3rd and 10, they ran the play action and tight end did a corner pattern, and both the receiver and the DB came down with the ball. So here we go. There's one back in the backfield. Both wide receivers are split to the right. Two tight ends. Here we go. The pass. They're going deep. She's wide open. Oh, great catch. Oh, my. And that was a pass to the 20-yard line. Tackled by number 21, Dentry. But who was that that caught the ball? Number 20. Was that 21? Number 21, Ward. Yeah. Yeah, 21 is... we got a player there. I'm not quite sure who caught that ball. It was either 21. I can't see the number from here. She turned to the side, but I will get that to you. I think that was Ward on a 53-yard reception. That was a 53-yard reception with 8:12 to go in the fourth quarter. The ball is on the Amazon's 19-yard line. The Amazon's 19-yard line. I don't know who's down. I'm not quite sure who's down.
Did you say nobody throws? We throw.
Oh, yeah. They run a little. That was 22 that was hurt on the play. Moore. 22 more hurt on the play. She's gotten up. I can hear everything. I'm all over the place. Yeah, I'm everything. I'm everywhere. All the time. I got everybody here in the booth telling me I know everything. I don't know everything. I'm just moving around, shaking and baking. But that was a great catch. Here we go. It was a handoff, a flag on the play. It looked like it was offside. Illegal procedure on the offense. Kind of jump. Again, this is a great point for the Cyclones to eat up some of this clock. It's 8 minutes exactly. 1st and 15 on the 24-yard line. Worst case scenario, get it in field goal range, kick a field goal, and you're up by two scores. There is a major lightning storm right over the San Gabriel Mountains coming this way. So I don't know what the refs are going to do about that. But here we go. Handoff to the second back up the middle. Tackled by number 21, Gentry, on Greenwood on the carry for a gain of 3 yards, making it second down and 12. With 7:30 to go, the Houston Cyclones are up. For those who are just tuning in, the score is 21-14 with 7:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here we go, second down and 13. Again, double tight, wishbone. I feel that McIntosh will get the ball. No, they give it to Greenwood again. Great hit by Christina Rodriguez. A gain of about 4. Greenwood on the carry with a great hit. Oh, she's down on here. She went down on this one. I hope she's okay. Well, a gain of 5. It's a gain of 5. We'll take a moment here. Again, it is 7 minutes and 6 seconds to go. We third down and 8. Again, another crucial down here for both the Cyclones and also the, wow, that was pretty bright, wasn't it? That lightning was pretty bright. I had to stop me in the middle of my talk. I'm like, oh. Yes, I have results from the other game. Michigan Mayhem was 21-0. That's what you want to mention. Yeah, we're sharing information here in the booth with the West Michigan Mayhem. But I got your stuff, you got my stuff. And you go ahead and announce where it's going to be. And so this is coming down to the third down play. This is going to be a crucial third down. I think that the Cyclones are going to go four down territory here. I think it's going to be four down territory for the Cyclones. And they're going to try to pound it in. But from what I saw there, the kicker's pretty good. I think she can make this. This would be roughly about a 34-yarder from this point. All right. Greenwood is up and walking off the field. She is walking off the field. Everything is good now. Putting her helmet back on. Now she's even jogging off the field. So it's like she'll be in next play. So all for all those Houston fans, she's all right. I think she'll be in next play. All right, here we go. It comes down to third down and eight. Third down and eight with 7:05 left to go. Third and eight. Here we go. I'm stepping out the booth. So you get a little of that fan action. Here we go. Play action pass. I didn't pop pass. Okay, here she goes. Quarterback still looks for the tight end. She throws. Oh! It was a tight end pop pass. He got knocked down. Tight end got knocked down. The quarterback was rolling to the right as she got back up, and she overthrew the receiver. I think it was intended to number 81. I think I'm going to get back inside the booth because that lightning was a little bit too close and too bright. So I will get back where I am protected here. The refs are talking. The clock is stopped with 6:54. I don't see any flags on the play. It should be fourth down. You think they're discussing what down it is? It should be fourth down. They're going to count down 7 seconds. That's what they're talking about. All right, so it's 6:41 to go. Here we go, fourth down on the 14-yard line. It is fourth down and eight from the 14-yard line. Fourth down and eight from the 14-yard line. You got double tights, two receivers to the left. This is McIntosh to the left, got to be. It's a pass, running back out wide, and it's caught by McIntosh. She gets up the field. Oh, and she is stopped at the 10-yard line, making it short. She is short. She is short on the first down. First down, Amazon. First down, Amazon. Brought down by number 7, Christina Rodriguez, with a great hit, stopping McIntosh in her tracks. McIntosh could have stayed outside. She stayed on the hash mark instead of just using her speed to hit the sideline. She would have got the first down. It's not a touchdown. So with 6:28 left to go in this game, the Amazons have the ball on their 10-yard line and must go 90 yards to tie the game up. Here we go. Amazons in the I formation, tight end split. Hand off to Gentry to the right. She gets to the outside and gain of 4 yards. Gain of 4 yards, pushed out of bounds by Rogers. One of the listeners asked, why no field goal? I have no idea. I think that Morris has a great leg and could have made that from 24 yards out. That would have been about a 33-yard field goal. And the wind at your back. So, you know, that's a good question. As a coach, I would have kicked the field goal. But anyway, here we go. It's second down and six. Pitch back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez is tackled by number 91 and number 55 again. Is that Francis? Oh, my. 55 is all over the place. Francis. And that was a loss of a yard. Here we go. Making it Third down and 7 with 5:33 and counting. Again, this is a big play for the Amazons. If you don't make it, do you go for it or do you punt it? You got two timeouts left. But here we go. Hand out to Gitch to the right. She cuts it up. And she's tackled by a host of Cyclones. Number 59, Cosby. And there she go again. Polk, number 97. Making it fourth down and 6 with 4:52 left to go in the game. And the Amazons look like they will be punting the ball. They are punting the ball with 4:40 to go and 2 timeouts left. Is Duncan going to pull some tricks out of a hat here and run a fake? No. Christina takes one step and kicks. Great kick. Goes about 10, 20, 30. Oh, it touched the Cyclones. I think it's going to be LA's ball. No. They say that it was not touched. They said it was not touched. The refs are getting together. The ball is sitting on the Amazon's 36-yard line. The refs are talking. First down, Cyclones. Oh. As you can hear, the fans are not happy about that call. First down and 10. Cyclones with 4 minutes and 19 seconds to go. I don't know what the holdup is. They're waiting on the chain game. I think they're still talking about it if it was touched. If it was touched. The refs are huddling up. Again, this is a crucial call here. I don't know if they're... You got a lot of fans here yelling about the call. But it's still Cyclones ball. First and 10 on the Amazon 36-yard line. 4:19 to go. 21 to 14. Here we go. Double tight end. Back to McIntosh. McIntosh gets to the outside. Oh, great tackle by Dina Gentry. A gain of 3. She stayed in bounds with 4 minutes and 4 seconds to go. Second down and six. 3:55 and counting. LA has 2 timeouts left and 2-minute warning. And you hear a few of the Cyclone 2 fans on this side, the cameraman and the camerawoman. All right, here we go. 3:32 left on the clock. Here we go, back to McIntosh again, to the left. Oh, she cuts up. In and out. Oh, she cuts back. First down, 15-yard game. McIntosh tackled by Gentry on the 19-yard line with 3:12 left to go in the fourth quarter. 3:12 left to go. Timeout, Amazons. That should leave them with 1 timeout left. Amazons, 1 timeout left. 3:12 left. They need a big play here. Oh, the rain is coming down here in L.A. now. Like they say, it never rains in Southern California. They told me I'm sorry about that, but that was my Tony rendition of It Never Rains in Southern California. But it's about to start raining. So we could get a little sloppy here, even though we're playing on the field turf. That ball can get slippery. This might play in the hands of L.A. here. We got fans leaving already. It's just a little water. Some of us got hairdos around here. We got to keep tight. Yeah. I don't have a perm. I'm all bald. But anyway, we got 3:12 left to go in the game. 3:12 left to go. Cyclones are under snap. Pitch to McIntosh again. McIntosh in, out, back out again. Gets around the corner, uses his speed, and it is a touchdown! 20-yard touchdown! 20-yard touchdown by McIntosh over the left end. It's been there all night. McIntosh for the touchdown. The fans are congratulating the three Cyclone fans on this side, and it's all love here in L.A.
Holding it down.
And they're holding it down. They got said with the southern twang. Down. There it is. And the kick by Moody is up and good. No, it's no good. Making the score 27-14. And it's coming down. It is coming down here in Los Angeles. The rain is coming down. You better cover up because the storm is coming down. You finally play. This is summertime. It never rains in California in the summertime. Wow, the fans are getting out of here. No one's prepared for rain in California. I'm the only person that brought a sweater and some long pants here in California. Oh, it's coming down. You can't even see outside now. Oh, my goodness. What kind of cyclone did y'all bring around here, huh? Oh, here it is. It's 3:03 to go. Hutchinson kicks the ball. It bounces all over the place. And it's a live ball. It's a Cyclones ball. Cyclones, Rogers lined it on the ball on the 28-yard line. One of the Amazons didn't realize that it was a live ball. It was a live ball that the Amazons allowed to bounce up on the 32-yard line. And the Cyclones recovered the ball. All the Cyclones got to do now is take a couple plays, and the game is over. 3:03 left to go in the game. 27-14, Cyclones. And the fans are getting out of here because it is raining cats and dogs here in Los Angeles. I can't believe it. I was born and raised here. 38 years living in Los Angeles, and I've never seen it rain in July. I have not seen it, but that's what type of game this is for the Amazons. It is pouring. Here we go. Handoff, McIntosh goes up the middle, brought down by number 46. Oh, and that is a personal foul. Number 46, unnecessary roughness. After the tackle. Unnecessary roughness. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Number 46. After a great play made by the Amazons. It's like I'd be owing somebody a steak dinner. I will be owing somebody a steak dinner. The score is 27-14. 2:56 to go. 2:56 to go. And it is pouring down. You can barely see the players at this point in time. It is coming down like cats and dogs. McIntosh on the left side on the sweep. Gets outside again. Another run. She cuts back. And she is down on the 4-yard line. A 16 game. 16 yards for raising McIntosh, making it first down and goal on the 4-yard line. First down and goal. Someone asked me, did I wear my T-shirt? I am sporting my Las Vegas Showgirl T-shirt and my Las Vegas Showgirl sweatshirt at this moment. So I guess I will have to be wearing a Houston Cyclone T-shirt in a minute. We're at the two. Well, you hear these Cyclone fans? Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Hold on, let me see. Here. What's your name, young man? What's your name, young man?
Nick from where? From Houston, Texas, baby. And we're taking it home and going back to Memphis. That was gonna be like,
yeah, y'all hear that? They're going to Memphis. They're going to go see Elvis. Yeah, first year. This ain't first year. There you go. Hey, I got the two Houston fans over on this side. They had about 20 on the other side. They are happy. It's 2 minutes to go. It is pouring down. It's flooding out here. It's flooding out here. The fans are leaving. They're gone. It is actually flooding out here. All right, here we go. Back to action. It is 2 minutes to go in the game. 2 minutes to go. 27-14. The rain is coming down. It's first down and gold on the 4-yard line. Hand off to McIntosh. McIntosh wants to get in the end zone. She gets it outside. Touchdown! McIntosh. McIntosh on a 4-yard run to the left side. It's been the left side the whole night. It has been the left side the whole night. I think that's McIntosh's third touchdown or fourth touchdown. That was three. We had to unplug all the stuff here because of the electric lightning going on here. That touchdown makes the score 33-14, 1:54 to go in the game. 1:54 to go in the game. Up and kick, and the kick is good. Again, the score is 34-14. 34-14. Again, I get another text message. I remember the T-shirt I was supposed to be wearing, and I'm supposed to have my knee pads so I can crawl over to the other side of the field for my prediction of what this game was going to be. I didn't bring my knee pads, but it's all good. You know, it's raining out there, so it won't burn. I will slide across there. But anyway, we got the fans chanting Memphis, Memphis. Oh, man, like defense. It's outrageous out here. Then they're going to dump the coach, who's already wet, with some more wetness. And now all of a sudden the rain just goes away. Here we go. Hutchinson makes the kick. 22 got the ball on the 20-yard line. That's Moore. Moore still running. She's pushing, working hard. Got down to the 35-yard line of the Amazon. Number 59 in on the tackle. I think that's Francis. Francis has been on every tackle. Seems like, no, that's Cosby. All right, here we go. Houston has come into L.A.'s house and has taken over. 33-14 with 1:48 to go in the game. Here we go. Amazon's come out with trips right, slot left, shotgun. The ball thrown. We got a flag out there. We got a flag. They caught that. That was a catch. Yeah, that ball definitely hit the ground. But I think the refs just want to get out of here because it's raining so bad. They trying to keep the clock going, maybe. Holding against the Amazons. Bring that play back. Making it first down and 20 from the 24-yard line. For the call it an ask for number 95. Number 95 is in the game. Number 95 is in the game. That is Barbara Hampton. So Barbara Hampton is now in the game. Declined. Oh, they declined to play. Making it second down and 7. With 1:41 to go. Quarterback sneak. Making it third down and 8 on the 40. Boo, you out of here? Would you like to say a word or two? Hold on. Boo here.
Hey, this is Boo, and I'm saying, hey, it's been a good game, a fun game to watch, and Houston's taking control in the fourth quarter. Been a very enjoyable game to watch up here. So I don't know how the heck I'm going to get home. Because it's raining cats and dogs, and I'm on my motorcycle. This play has been stopped. It's a dead ball foul. Haven't seen the call yet. It's an illegal procedure on the Amazons. At this point, everybody just wants to get out of here. I'm putting Coach back on the line now. Here you go.
All righty. So, again, we got 1:03 left for the countdown. You got Houston on their way to Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
You got Michigan on their way to Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
For the throwdown, the hold down, and everything else down on July 26th. On July 26th. So, pass, and it was deflected by number 1. Number 9 was open on that, but it was overthrown. Again, Houston has been on the road all playoff long. Their last two playoff games, they had to travel 22 hours on a bus and went into
St. Louis.
Yes. They went to St. Louis, made it happen. They came to L.A., they made it happen. Now they're going to be on the road to Memphis. They might make it happen. I know you're here. I hear you. I got to be impartial. I'm impartial here. I know. It's 49 seconds to go. Third down. Pitch to Christina. Pass. Oh, and that's a pass interference on Rodgers. But at this point in time in the game, it might not matter. I know, huh? Start at 49, he won 50 on there. All right. All righty, here we go. First down, pass interference on Rodgers. Ball is on the Amazon's 47-yard line. And again, this has been a great season for all women's football here on the West Coast. And you want this unplugged?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. You got it. All righty. Don't forget that LA Amazons and Las Vegas Showgirls are combining together to put on the first women's football clinic. Come out and get your skills on. Be taught by some of the best coaches and ex-players that have been, will be, and ever has been. Here we go. Back to action. Trips left. We got pass thrown by Adams to Gentry to the sideline, incomplete, making it second down. 45 seconds, you got it. All righty. 45 seconds. Hey, don't forget we have a women's football conference in November in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
Conference and in camp. I got the room. So, again, here we go. Trips right. The rain is still coming down here. Adams drops back. She just tosses the ball up in the air, throws it to Gentry, and it's intercepted by number three. What's number three name before I look it up? Jones. Brandi Jones for her second interception of the night. Ball on the 29-yard line of the Cyclones. I think we'll just take a knee with 35 seconds to go in the game. There's still a handful of Amazon fans here in the stands. The other ones took cover over at the snack bar, but you know what? Hey, this has been a great game. Hard fought. A lot of things can happen. And as most people say, there's always next year. What do you need? My number?
No,
I'll Oh, who you want to get a shout out to?
There you go. What's up, ma'am? Hanley in the house. Don't worry, you will be just fine. And I'll talk to you soon. Love you.
Man. Wow. You came all the way out here to watch this game?
I live in San Diego.
Oh, you didn't drive nowhere. Hour and a half. Okay. You must drive slow. All right. Coach Lee's back on here. It is like we're going to take a knee with 15 seconds and counting. You know, this has been a great game. It's countdown 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and they take a knee, and the game is over. That was a fan of the Mayhem who lives in San Diego. I didn't get her name, but she just wanted to throw a shout-out to the Mayhem who's going to be in the championship game. And that is the end of the game. Making the score 33-14. All right, how do I get some music now? I say game over and the music comes up. I don't know who's here. All I hear is music. All right. Oh, here comes my girl. I gotta go on my knees. All right, y'all keep that up. That thunder gonna come get you. All right, we're gonna end it here in Los Angeles again. The Cyclones takes the victory, 34-14. Who was the official score? 34-14. Cyclones over the LA Amazons. And my last plug, again, the Las Vegas Showgirls and the LA Amazons will be putting on the first ever women's football camping clinic for all players from all leagues, from all teams, November 6th through the 9th. All coaches from all teams, all leagues, all November 6th through the 9th, and all owners that own all teams come to Las Vegas on November 6th through the 9th. I am Coach Lee. Yeah, I am Coach Lee, and I am signing off. Later.